From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Kabul is reported on edge after three deadly attacks hit the Afghan capital on Friday. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around Kabul that killed more than 50 people, including nine at a U.S. military base. The civilian death toll is the highest the United Nations mission in the country has recorded for Kabul in a single day since 2009. Roberto is a nurse at an Italian-run hospital that treated the wounded.
From that explosion, we received 92 patients. 42 has been admitted, 50 treated as an outpatient, and 3 dead on arrival.
It is the first major wave of violence since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The developments raise questions about the future of the insurgent group's peace talks with the Afghan government. Meanwhile, Saturday mourners set up a makeshift memorial and held a candlelight vigil at the site of Friday's deadly truck bombing downtown. Hundreds of mourners turned out for the funeral of a Palestinian man who was seriously burned in a firebomb attack that killed his infant son last week. Saeed Dawabsha died of his injuries Saturday, according to his family and the hospital where he was being treated. Suspected Jewish extremists are accused in the July 31st pre-dawn attack, in which assailants hurled firebombs into a bedroom of Dawabsha's home in the West Bank village of Duma. His 18-month-old son Ali died in the fire. His wife and their 4-year-old son were seriously injured in the attack and are still being treated at another Israeli hospital. This is VOA News. Scores of Christian families have fled a Syrian town amid fears that Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and plan a major offensive. Activists said Saturday that the hundreds of families, that is, have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held central city of Homs and the capital, Damascus. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed heavy fighting in an area between the central town of Karatain and the village of Mehin, which is halfway to Sadad. Malian soldiers raided a hotel in central Mali, freeing 4 hostages and ending a standoff with Islamist militants that left at least 11 people dead. The standoff had lasted for almost an entire day after jihadists were able to fight off several initial attempts to dislodge them. The jihadists had stormed the Byblos Hotel early Friday, killing a UN staff member and 5 Malian soldiers and taking other guests hostage. At least 2 militants were also killed. Defense officials did not give the nationalities of the hostages freed in the early Saturday operation, which they said was backed by French soldiers. 6 Russian opposition activists have ended a 12-day hunger strike Saturday after one of them was hospitalized. The activists in Novosibirsk, Russia's 3rd largest city, said their decision was in response to a call from leader Alexei Navalny and 2 others. Navalny had urged all of them to abandon their strike for the sake of their health and devote their energies to organizing a protest in Moscow on September 13th, the day of local elections across Russia. 2 other prominent opposition figures, former Prime Minister Mikhail Kaznyazov and former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky, both now part of the opposition, joined Navalny's call. Typhoon Sadolor made landfall in China's Fujian province late Saturday after barreling through Taiwan. The storm brought extremely heavy rainfall to the mountains of northern Taiwan, and strong winds were reported across all of the island, as well as the southern westernmost islands of Japan and coastal areas of southeastern China. Television footage showed people stranded on flooded riverbanks and mudslides surging into mountain villages. Some areas have received up to 1 meter of rain. And the United Nations is stepping up its emergency aid to Myanmar, where massive floods have killed at least 88 people. The UN said Friday it would contribute $9 million from the Central Emergency Response Fund. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.